Tiago. And then your sister.
Amen. Grab your hymn books, if you would. Page number two. Page number two. Glory to His name. Amen. It's good to see everyone. I know we've got, we're online as well. We've got YouTube going.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise that goes better.
Page number two. Page number two. Glory to His name. Now, hold on a second. First Sunday of the new year. First song that we're going to sing as a church. All right, you know what that means? Sing it. All right, here we go. Here we go. Page number two.
Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where from cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Glory to blood applied. Glory to His name.
Not bad, not bad. On the second.
I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where He took me in. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name.
On the third.
Oh, precious fountain that saves from sin. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at our Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name.
Amen. It sure is good to be in the house of the Lord. Yes. Amen. It's good to be here. I hope and pray that you've desired to see what God would do with you. Yes. Jeremiah last night had asked us, he said, Dad, what's a revival? I said, well, we want to see God do amazing things. Amen. May I tell you, He already has. Amen. We got up and yesterday we were, Sister Sarah and I were sitting in the living room looking out the back glass and two hawks were out there perched on Jeremiah's play fort. And I said, you know what? Just, it's so amazing when you see God's creation. Amen. You know, and you look, and it's funny to me at how people would say that we evolved, but yet how a hawk can sense. I don't know that they're eating worms. I don't know what they're eating out of the yard, but they can just see that mind. Why is it that there's still hawks if we've evolved from from that? Amen. And then a woodpecker. You say, preacher, what's so important about a woodpecker? You realize that they have cartilage that is a buffer for their brain. Amen. Hey, how many times are we always banging our head on going the wrong direction? Amen. We don't have that buffer. I would think that'd be a good thing.
Amen.
I should have kept that. Amen. But praise the Lord, we aren't involved. We've got a God in heaven that loves us. And when Jeremiah had asked us, well, what's a revival? Well, God loves us so much that He wants to do more in our life. Amen. I hope that you came for that. I hope you really set aside and just say, I want to see what the Lord has. Praise the Lord. We've got YouTube up and going. Don't forget now, promote it. We need 1,000 subscribers. I don't care who it is. If it's anyone on your contact list, contact them. Tell them to sign up. We need 1,000 subscribers. You say, preacher, is that so we can get paid? Absolutely not. Any of these songs that have a copyright, we can't get paid a lick anyway. they're copyright infringed, all right? But it would make it to where all I've got to do is push a button and we can actually go live instead of a third person worrying about internet connection, worrying about all the issues that we have. Yeah. Wouldn't it be great to just get Satan out of it as much as we could? Yeah. Amen. And so I need 1,000 subscribers. Continue to promote it. Those on YouTube, continue to promote it. Let others know. Amen. Titus, you're a teenager. Isaac, you're a teenager. Lydia, you want to be a teenager. All right. And so you know people. All right. Let's use that to our advantage. All right. They know some. You want to be here this week? You want fed? Amen. But listen, I'm picking on Titus. I praise the Lord for these kids. I was glad that they're able to come be a part of us. And I'm glad to see them back. Glad to see them still serving the Lord. How many times when kids grow up, they don't want to serve the Lord anymore? Amen. I'm thankful for that. And so you just pray God would continue to use them. And he did a great job this morning. I've been picking on him all morning. And did a great job for us. Amen. And so you just sit back, see what God would do in your life. Amen. Brother Duke, if you would, open us in prayer. Amen. You may be seated for a moment. Amen. Because you're getting ready to stand right back up. You say, preacher, why is that? Well, we were up here in a hurry getting songs around, and I put page number 364 as our second song. And it's not even scriptural to sit on it. All right? So page 364, and when you get there, let's stand, and you'll see why when you get there. It's standing on the promises. You can't sit on the premises when you're standing on the promises. Amen. So standing on the promises. Here we go, page number 364. Amen. Amen. Isn't this what you said? All right. Just check it.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God my Savior, standing on the promises of God.
All right, now hold on a second. I know this is only the second song. I've made you stand. We've already broken all traditions. We're already standing on the second song. But I want us to do something. How many know the Do Lord song? You know, Do Lord, do, you know what I'm talking about? And how you praise ye the Lord and you shout it back at each other. So when we get to the chorus, I'm going to have this side. Now, I know you're going to say, well, preacher, that's not how it's written. I don't care. All right? But I'm going to have this side sing the standing on the promises. All right? And this side's going to sing just the standing. Y'all get that? All right? Now, if you need, take notes. All right? So, second verse. Here we go. Here we go. You ready right off the bat? All right. I can do it now. All right. Here we go.
Standing on the promises that cannot fail, when the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God.
Here we go.
Standing on the promises of God my Savior.
Sing it out.
Standing on the promises. I'm standing on the promises of God.
Y'all confused yet?
Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to Him eternally by love's strong cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword. Standing on the promises of God.
Sing it out.
Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing on the promises, standing on the promises. I'm standing on the promises of God on the last. Standing on the promises I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing on the promises, standing on the promises. I'm standing on the promises of God. Amen. You may be seated. Amen, amen. Well, I'm thankful to have Brother, well, Sister Pam with us. Brother Danny was not able to be here, so she brought her dad. Amen. Amen. I love Brother Danny Long. I've been praying for him through this whole year, and I don't want to be the church that sends him home with COVID. Say, preacher, what are you getting at? I need you to do what I need you to do. What I've been asking from the very beginning of all of this. Come to your pew, sit down. And we'll be able to talk. Honestly, it's not that big of a sanctuary. Sister Violet, I can see you. Amen. Come to your area. Come sit down. And when we say amen and we're dismissed, we go that way. Amen. I'm just trying to keep everyone safe. Also with that, if you are sick or someone in your family is sick, stay home. Amen. That's why... last week we didn't have service. We had a sick in our home, and we just had it from the house. It's a little bit different when the preacher's family's sick. Amen. So we just closed up the church. Amen. But with that, I just ask you, because it's not just you. Also with that, if you desire to go to a Trump rally or whatever rallies are going on or whatever events are going on, and there's 400 billion people there, you don't need to come the next day to the church. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm going to call it like I see it, all right? Because you need to be aware of the others that you're around, and you don't know what you're carrying. And so be courteous. You know, the problem, one of the issues, I realize we have so many problems in America, but one of the biggest issues of America is self-worship. And that's where we are today, and you can't tell me what I'm going to do. Amen. And I'm just asking you to do what you're supposed to do. It's that simple. Just do what you're supposed to do. I do ask you to keep Sister Hope in prayer. Sister Hope is in the hospital right now. And just pray right now specifically for pain. She's having a lot of pain right now with the antibiotics. And so do keep her in prayer with that. And pray that it actually takes care of the infection that she has. And so do pray for her and through this time. Sister, do I have others? Amen. I don't think I do. Amen. Brother Steve's doing better. And Marvin Deal. Continue to pray for Marvin Deal. He had broke both bones in his ankle and his long bone in his leg. And he's having surgery today. Okay. And I'm not sure what all he's got going on. But he's having surgery today. And so do pray for him. And Brother Steve is doing better. I talked to him this morning. And he is doing better. And so I'm thankful for that. Amen. I think that's all the announcements we have. So I think we've got a choir special here real quick. And I get Brother James up. Page number 66. Page number 66. Time to do choir a little bit different now, Brother Dan.
Yeah.
We got it from the congregation.
Yeah. Amen. Oh, it's such a blessing to look out there and see all my friends this morning. God has been so good to us. And
amen.
I appreciate the Lord and what he's done in my life personally. And the fire has never gone out. You know, it's flickered a few times, but it never has gone out. And I thank the Lord for that. And this is one of our choir favorite songs. And those who don't know it, just do the best you can. We don't expect you to know it all, but sing the best you can. I shall not forget the day when I heard my Savior say, come unto me, my child, and I'll make you whole. Then I let my Savior in, is never gone out. Though Satan has tried many times to make me down, but when I feel that warmth inside, I know my soul is satisfied. The flame has flickered, but the fire has never gone out. But when I feel
page number 66 at Calvary. Page number 66. Amen. And I'll even be nice to you. I'll make you stand. Amen. Page number 66. Say, preacher, how's that being nice to us? Because honestly, your body is best in motion. That's what God designed for us to be, is in motion. Amen. And sitting's not good for you. And so I'll be nice to you. Page number 66. Let's stand. You say, preacher, how am I going to move? Well, you've got a little section right there. Brother Danny, I've been in some churches that when you stand in the pew, it's, you're like this on the other pew.
Yes,
you got a little bit of room there. Huh? You see, you can take a step forward or step back. Amen. Amen. All right, page number 66. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified. Knowing not it was for me, he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden soul found liberty at Calvary. By God's word at last my sin I'd learned. Then I trembled at the law I'd spurned, till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden soul found liberty at Calvary. On the third, know the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdens hope and liberty at Calvary. Now I've given to Jesus everything. Now I gladly own him as my King. Now my raptured soul can only sing of Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdens hold my liberty at Calvary. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. I'm going to ask Isaac and Lydia. I think that all of them have a special here. Amen. I'm going to ask them to come on up and we'll get ready for them. I hope, as they're coming up, I hope you've already made plans. 7:30 all through the week. Now, of course, Sundays will be the same as they normally are as far as schedule times. We are going to have service here in church tonight, 6 o'clock. Say, preacher, we're going to be able to actually come back to the church 6 o'clock tonight. We'll be here. The church will be open. We'll have service. We will put every service. Now, internet providing, we'll put every service on YouTube. If it does not work, it's beyond me. I'm doing everything I can. I've got a couple of different apps that I'm using so that it works. It goes back to get 1,000 subscribers, we'll be all right. And do plan on 7:30 all week long. We'll be here Services will be 11 o'clock today and then 6 o'clock tonight. Amen.
Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God. Will you pray with all your power while we try to preach the word? All is vain unless the Spirit of the Holy One comes down. Brethren, pray that holy manna will be showered all around. Brethren, see poor sinners round you, slumbering on the brink of woe. Death is coming, hell is moving, can you bear to let them go? See our fathers and our mothers and our children sinking down. Brethren, pray that holy manna will be showered all around. Let us love our God supremely. Let us love each other too. Let us love and pray for sinners till our God makes all things new. Then He'll call us home to heaven. At His table we'll sit down. Christ will gird Himself and serve us with sweet manna all around.
I'm going to ask Sister Pam to come up. As she's coming up, we have a young lady that's going to have a birthday turning 11. Is that right, Lizzie? Turning 11 on, she will be, maybe, she hopes. She's hopefully going to turn 11 on Friday. And so we're going to go ahead and sing happy birthday to her in the fact that we think that she's going to. I'll give you that mic over there. Yeah. And so we're going to go ahead and sing happy birthday real quick to Lizzie. Before I forget, before the preacher forgets, she has reminded me for over a month. She's reminded Sister Sarah, tell Pastor when my birthday is. So she's excited about it, all right? She's definitely more excited about birthdays than I am. Amen. But I'm excited for her birthday. 11 years old. That's special. Amen. 11 years old. Amen. So let's sing happy birthday to Lizzie. Here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
It's a few days of trouble, a wise man once said, but I'll not complain, for I'm sheltered, I'm clothed, and I'm fed. But many is the trial, my wants and my dreams put me through. And the only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. With all life's frustrations, I need you, and I know I do. And the only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. The higher I soar in my dreams, the harder I fall. And sometimes I wonder if dreams are worth dreaming at all. But my disappointments can't keep me blinded and blue. Not when I'm reminded of sweet peace I have, Lord, in you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. Frustrations, I need you, and I know I do. And the only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. Lord, it's only in you.
Well, praise the Lord. I'm thankful for all the singing and the shouting and that we did come to worship. You know, it's funny, we can hoop and holler during singing, but really it's the preaching that we should be hooping and hollering about. Amen. I'm thankful for the peace of God and the peace that God gives us, and only it is only peace in Him. But you know how I know that? It's not because the song says so, but it's because His Word says so. Amen. Brother, you ready? Amen. Amen, brother. Amen.
I feel real spiritual now. Your hand just does something to you, don't it?
I thought it was something about that.
I think it's, yeah. Yeah, I've been asked, what is that growth on your face? And I told him, I said, well, I don't, it's not working. I said, this is supposed to be covering up that growth. And so, anyways, amen. God is sure good to us. And let me put it this, God sure is good to me. I know that for a fact. He's good to me. Now, if He's good to you, you ought to say amen.
Amen.
All righty. And He's going to continue to be good. Amen. And so, praise the Lord. Amen. Getting older. I got me a watch I can see. Amen. And thank God for those older years. They call them golden years. That's because they're rotten years. Amen. Praise God for them, though. And praise the Lord. And pastor's talking about us. We need to keep moving. And he was saying that. My body said, don't listen to him. Amen. Don't listen to it. He don't know what he's talking about. And we let him get a few years, he'll say, sit down and just sit there. Amen? But praise the Lord. God is good to us. Aren't you thankful for this COVID?
Yes. Amen.
Evidently, you don't want God's will to be done then. Because this is God's will. Do you know that? Hey, I'm serious. He allowed it. I'm not saying He brought it on us. I'm saying He allowed it to happen. He's got a purpose. Amen. He's got a reason for it. Amen. I believe God's got a reason for this right here. Amen. I believe He's got a reason for my hearing going.
Huh?
No, I did not. I heard that. Amen. God's got a purpose for things, folks. We need to quit cursing God for this thing and thank Him. Because if you say, but Brother Danny, it's taken so many lives. Look at all the lives that it has not taken. Have you ever stopped and asked and just said, thank you, God? No, we're too busy griping. Amen. Aren't we? Aren't we Christians? Amen. We're too busy griping about everything that goes on in our life. And we won't stop and praise the Lord. Amen. I may have it before the day's out. I don't know. But if I do, praise God anyway, it'll be because He wills it to happen. Amen. Nothing happens in our lives outside of God willing it. And so what we need to do is just stay close to Him. Amen. He's going to take care of us. I'm serious. He's going to take care of us. I've done seen 51 years of God taking care of me. He's done a good job. There's times that things happen, I mean like almost what we would call an accident, okay? And I think, why? And I know why, because God's taking care of me. And then there's been things that have happened. You say, well, God didn't take care of you? Oh yeah, He brought me through whatever the disaster was. Or we've had them. And He brought me through them. Amen. So He's going to see me through. Now, you can go ahead and worry if you want to, but I'm going to enjoy what years I've got. I refuse to go home and lock the door and live like a mole. I'm sorry, that's not living to me. I'd rather live a few short years than to live a lifetime. Amen. I'm serious, folks. Listen, we're looking at it wrong. As a matter of fact, we're looking at it exactly the way the devil wants us to. We're seeing it as it appears to the world, and we're seeing that. We ought to see it different. God's in my life. He's in control. So I'm just going to praise Him. Amen. Open your Bibles this morning to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. God is good to us. He has taken care of us. We've been out on the road all this time. We did have about almost 2 months shut down in the spring of this past year where we didn't get to go because they shut down all the churches and all. And so we were shut down also. And God, you say, I thought you said God took care of you. Oh, He did. Yeah. Every week, that we were not able to go, the church that we were booked to be in went ahead and sent us a love offering. Now that's God. That's God. We're in some churches that are not big enough to just send out some money. But God took care of us. Amen. And since then, God's just kept us on the road, and we've been around where it is and where it was and where it's going to be later after we leave. We've been all around that. And God's just, I'm not glorying in that. I'm glorying in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one that's done that. And so he's going to take care of those, my friend, that love Him and do His will. He's going to take extra good care of us. Amen. And so we just need to enjoy it. Praise the Lord. Don't worry. So don't get all uptight about it. I mean, goodness gracious. People die every day with a heart attack. You say, but never so many. What does that have to do with the many? The number, what does that have to do with it? Right. Being honest. Yeah. That has nothing to do with it. Well, God is just so good. For 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, you stand with us, and we'll begin reading with verse number 3. In verse number 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 3, the Bible says, but if our God be hid, or our gospel, I'm sorry, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves unto your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank You, Lord, for Your word. God, forgive us for messing it up so much as we read it. But Lord God, I believe folks are following along. They see what your word says. And Lord, I pray now this morning, God, that you'll speak to our hearts. Lord, you already have. You got through the service this morning. The song service has been wonderful. Lord, we've had an opportunity to come to your house this day and lift up our voice unto you. God, we thank you for this privilege, and we ask you, Father, to speak through us now as your preacher, Lord, and speak to hearts of those that are here and those that are listening by way of the internet, some way, some form, some fashion. Lord, we just pray, God, that you'd bless, that you'll help us these 2 weeks, Lord, that Father, that we'll just be obedient to you, and we'll let you lead us and guide us to do what you want us to do. And Father, I pray that we'd be obedient. I pray we'd be sensitive to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. I pray, God, that your will be done in the fact that some are lost, that we'll be listening. And Lord, maybe here in the church or maybe there on the airwaves, Lord, they'll be listening and they'll not know you as their Savior. But Lord, I pray they'll hear the gospel this week and next week, and that they'll turn to you and ask you to come into their heart and forgive them of their sins and save their souls. Lord, there are people everywhere that are needing a Savior. And I'm glad, Lord, that you are that Savior. Help us to introduce them to you, Lord, and you to them. For it's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. We look here at these verses of Scripture. I remember several years ago reading this portion of Scripture. Of course, I've read it many times since then, but about my first few times of reading this, and I began to look at it, I thought, just a young Christian, not knowing anything about the Word of God, not knowing anything about God, not knowing anything about the people of God, I'm reading this, and it says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. I thought, now this is strange. Out of all the people of the world, you would expect the gospel not to be hid from the lost, but to be out there so all can see the gospel. Right. Amen. Right. I thought, what is this? And excuse me. And so I didn't go and inquire. I'll be honest with you. I just started reading my Bible and kept reading my Bible and praying. And I'd come back to this verse of Scripture, but if our gospel be hid. And then I thought, I didn't have any problem seeing the gospel. Amen? I didn't have any problem seeing the gospel. But then it's like one day God showed me. For 19 years I did. I didn't see the gospel. I mean, I lived in the same world the first 19 years of my life that I have all the years since then. Same world. But I didn't see the gospel for those 19 years. Then all of a sudden, it's like I went to the church and you've heard folks give a testimony, and you probably have given a testimony very similar to this. But one day I went to church, and there I stood or sat in the pew and heard the preacher as he preached. And you know what happened? The light came on. The light came on. Then God showed me it's not literally taking the gospel and hiding it as such. My friend, but it's hid because people refuse to see the gospel. Amen. That verse, he says there, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. I think about the gospel. The gospel, there's nothing of the gospel that has been where's the gospel? Nothing pertaining to the gospel has been hid like that. Did you know that? You say, well, I just still ain't getting it. Listen to me. When Jesus died on the cross, it was not just so a select group and very few in that group could see this happen. But he hung on a cross out in the open where the king, where the governors, where whosoever will could see. Whosoever will. So that whosoever will could see that.
Right.
And do you know, I know he's not on the cross today.
Yeah.
But my friend, that gospel will shine in your life where you will see him on the cross.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And if the gospel be hid, thank God, it's not hid. It was not done in the secret parts, my friend. But it was done openly. I mean, listen to me. If you begin to read, you'll find out even his trial was open. I mean, they didn't get behind the closed doors, just a few of them, and pronounce that he's guilty, that he should be crucified. Remember when Pilate said, "I find no fault in him." What caused Pilate to do that? Because the people. The people were hollering openly. A big crowd, a multitude of people were hollering, "Crucify him openly." People could hear it all over the town and all in the country. They could hear the hollering, the screams of people, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Does that sound like he was hid? No. But ever since that day, it's like the gospel is being hid. Amen. But look who it says it's hid from. It says there in that verse number 3, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost." My friend, do you realize that God had men to prophesy about the coming of the Lord? Why? So that people could see the gospel. You say, "But you can't see the gospel, Brother Danny." Beg your pardon.
Right.
Beg your pardon. How can you say that when it shined in your life and you got saved?
Right.
Amen? Well, I see. You say, "Well, it's kind of like the wind. We may not see the wind, but we see the effects of it." Well, let me tell you something. It's much more than the effects with the gospel.
That's right.
Amen. Yeah. Well, this gospel is not hid. It is not hid. And I know there's a world that's trying to hide it, but it's still not hid. Amen? I'm thankful this morning, my friend, that God ordained prophets to prophesy of it. And now He's given us preachers to preach it. Amen? Why? It never has been taken in the closed room. It's always been out in the open. That's the reason the world's having such a problem with it. They're struggling and they're trying to do away with the gospel. They're trying to hide it. They just want to hide it. And no matter what happens in the world, they want to hide it. My friend, and they've pretty much done a good job of disguising it.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Remember, we preached a message about Shammah.
Yes.
Remember that old Shammah? My friend, he stood and was faithful to God. Amen. Well, my friend, listen, let me tell you something. That ought to be for us because that's our life.
Yes.
Our life has been changed. Why? Because of the gospel.
Right.
This gospel that the world's trying to hide, it keeps shining.
Right.
Amen. Yes. It just keeps shining.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. And nowadays, well, when somebody gets saved, we should have always been rejoicing. But do you realize that a lot of times, and this has been happening for years, a lot of times in a church a person will get saved and no one else knows it? The pastor will not make mention of it. I mean that. They'll give what they say is an invitation, but it's not really a public invitation. It's one where you just stand right there and make your decision with Jesus and praise the Lord for it. You say, "Well, now, Brother Danny, are you not for people getting saved like that?" Oh, I'm for folks getting saved. Hey, praise God. But it's a birth. It's a birth. What do you do when a birth happens in your family? Huh? You rejoice. Man, I saw all these youngins coming in today. Boy, the church is growing. Amen. But to see these babies, and I got a feeling now, and it's not just because I know the parents, amen? But I know parents.
Right.
And when a baby is born, I got a feeling these guys, man, there's a strutting around.
Yeah.
Amen? Some of them, their chest is still, it's just lower, but it's sticking out there. Amen? But you know what we want? We want everybody to know it. I think sometimes parents are guilty of when they got that little baby and they're in public and that baby is asleep and just quiet. I think sometimes parents are guilty of pinchy, pinchy, pinchy. They'll pinch that young and sort of cry so everybody will see their baby.
Right.
What do you say? We're proud of them.
Yeah.
And we ought to be, because that's a gift from God.
Yes.
We're proud. Well, shouldn't we do the same in the church when a soul gets saved?
Yes.
When somebody gets born into the family of God, ought not we get excited? Ought not we go out in this world and tell them, hey, our family's going down yonder north side.
Amen.
Had a baby born. Hey, man, shouldn't we do that when somebody gets saved? Boy, back just the first week of December, my friend, we were in Tennessee in a revival meeting, and on a Monday night, a young boy, 12 years of age, got saved, and on a Tuesday night, an 8-year-old boy got saved.
Amen.
I'm still shouting over it.
Yeah.
Hey, you say, yeah, you would brag, you as the preacher. I had nothing to do with that birth.
Right.
Neither one of them. Yeah. It was all God.
Right.
It was all God. Amen. Well, I'm telling you, folks, we ought to get excited about it. Amen. The gospel is about, folks, it's about Jesus dying on the cross for our sins so that folks can get born into the family of God.
Right.
And instead of keeping it quiet, and that's what's wrong, that's the reason we're not seeing many souls saved today, my friend, because we will not give God His glory for salvation for souls. And so God says, if you won't glorify me, then you won't see it happen.
Yeah.
And you know what I see more and more of? Not happening.
That's right.
I talked with a preacher this morning in Texas. We were talking on the phone, and he said, "Brother Danny, are you seeing any souls saved?" And I shared with him about them two boys.
Yeah.
He said, "Praise the Lord." I said, "Brother Gene, that's exactly what we ought to be doing, is praising the Lord."
Yes.
I said, "Now, I know it didn't happen at your church, but you ought to still praise the Lord, because two got into our family."
Yes.
Amen. I don't care whether you're from Texas, from Georgia, from Alabama, wherever you're from, praise God. Listen, if they get saved, they've been birthed into our family. Amen. We ought to pinch them every once in a while so they'll cry out and everybody will see, hey, they're a new convert. Amen. The gospel, it's not hid. God's doing everything to open it up, my friend. And if anybody shuts it down, it's the devil. Amen. If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them which are lost.
Right.
You ever hear folks say every once in a while, I just don't see it like that. You ever witness to somebody and they tell you that? I just don't see it like they're telling you the truth.
That's right.
They just don't see it. Why? They're lost.
Right.
They're lost, my friend. Go on, verse number 4. The Bible says, "In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." Praise God. Listen, it is hid to them that is lost. Those that will not take time to just see the gospel. Amen? Have you ever, they talk about sometimes headlights on a vehicle being set. I'm trying to remember to get this right, whether it's low or high, but one way or other, you can adjust your headlights, and what you do is you overdrive them. They're set, I think, set low, and you overdrive. In other words, you can't see, even though you got headlights. You can't see, amen, because you're overdriving. That's why the devil's got the world running today. We're running in circles. Have you noticed that? I mean, do you realize all this time with this COVID thing, do you realize, now they're hollering about a vaccine, And don't you come up and argue with me because you don't know what you're talking about, all right? Hey, man, we don't know how this vaccine's really going to work.
That's right.
And you're a fool if you say, well, they say, listen to what all they have said.
Yeah.
Huh? You better listen. They change their story every few days. Why? Listen, you know why? Because it ain't the truth.
Right.
You say, well, how do you know? Because the truth never changes.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah,
and they've had these guys that are authorities in this area.
Yeah.
So far, they ain't showed me anything that I didn't already know.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
Amen. They don't even know. They do these tests. They don't even know how to test for COVID.
Right.
They're doing these little tests. You say, and you think you're smarter. I didn't say I'm smarter, but I'm as dumb as they are.
That's right.
Amen. You but listen to me. Well, they say, oh, I know what they say today. But tomorrow, I don't know. I hadn't heard that one yet.
That's right. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, listen to me. We're the devil's got us running. You better hide. You better 6 foot apart. There for a while, they wanted us to go 12 foot apart. Yeah. That's twice as dumb. Amen. Now, I agree. Let's take caution. Let's don't be stupid about this thing. Amen. But you better watch who you're following. Because they'll have you running in circles. And you'll find out after a week or two, you're still right where you was. You've done ended up there again. Amen. Well, that's exactly what the devil does. He has us so busy in this world. My friend, we have not time to see where we're going. We're overdriving our light. The gospel is still there. We're just overdriving it.
Yeah.
We're just keeping so busy that we don't see it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, preacher, you can go ahead and holler all you want. You can run all over the place. You can come up and down all you want. But I just don't see it that way. You've proven my point.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate you helping me preach. Amen. Because I need all the help I can get. But it's the truth, my friend. It is a fact. And the God of this world, the devil... The devil has set out. Listen to me. This thing was done in open. And ever since then, he's tried to take it like the nativity scenes. We put out the nativity scenes. I'm not preaching against this. Listen to me. But we set out the nativity scenes. And when Christmas is over with, we gather up the nativity scene. And we go put it somewhere in the closet or something. Amen. It's like we're trying to hide it. We don't want everybody to know that we believe all of this through the year, but at Christmas time, we want everybody to know.
Sure.
Amen. Sure. Do you know that's what the devil has done? Listen to me. Jesus died right out in the open, and ever since then, he's tried to hide it.
Right.
He's tried to hide it. Amen. And sometimes we're helping him.
Right. Yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're saying, here, let me help you. I'll go put this in the closet. The gospel is what we're talking about. The gospel. Well, I'm telling you, folks, we better realize what the devil is up to in our lives and in our world in which we live. We think it's all about the COVID. It's about hiding the gospel. Amen. It's about hiding the gospel. Well, when you think about all these thousands that have died, I hope they've not died in vain.
Right. Yeah.
What do you mean? I hope they got saved and were prepared to go.
That's right. Yes.
We don't even bring that up when we talk about folks dying with COVID.
Right. Yeah.
But have you ever stopped and thought? Wonder how many of them went to hell.
Yeah.
I'm not saying if you get to COVID, you go to hell. That ain't what I'm saying.
Right.
But some of them do.
Yes.
Why? Because they're not saved.
Right.
And the devil has kept this gospel hid from them and then taken them out of this life.
Yes.
We don't get upset over that. You know what we do? We run and hide from the COVID. We run and hide from the COVID. That's not the answer. You know what God called us to do? There it is. Let your little light shine. Isn't that what we're supposed to be doing? It's hard to do that shut up at home. It's hard to do that 6 feet apart. It's hard to do that with a mask on. But he's like, well, I'm telling you about Jesus Christ. Jesus loves you so much. He died on the cross. You understand? Don't you? Let me tell you something about this devil. He's smarter than we give him credit for.
Sure.
He know. Listen to me. I wear a mask. We got masks. Amen. It's the strangest thing. Put on a mask to go in a bank.
That's right.
Jesse James tried that.
That's right.
Didn't work out. Amen. Put on a mask. I told a lady the other day, was in at Walmart. I said, ma'am, this is the strangest thing. I said, I've been held up in Walmart a lot of times, but this first time I had to wear a mask to do it. Amen. Well, I'm telling you, folks, listen to me. The devil knows what he's doing with all of this. He puts a mask on. Here we are. Saved. Born again. I don't have my props with me. Y'all have to. Saved. Born again. I am not against masks, all right? But listen, stop. Think about it. I'm saved. Born again. Washed in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. I'm still saved. It don't look like it, does it? What happened to that smile? Oh, I still got it. The devil's got us covering it up. Now you listen to me. I'm not preaching against the mask. I'm just telling you, we haven't given the devil his dues.
That's right.
He knows what he's doing with all this distancing, putting on a mask. He wants us to look as miserable as the rest of the world.
That's right.
Why? Because this is my light.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Daniel, you're getting close to the preacher there. You're getting... My God's bigger than any COVID.
Right.
Most of us have forgot that.
Yeah.
A year ago at this time, we were here, we were hugging necks, and we were shouting and praising God.
Right.
And because we had an awesome God.
Right. Yeah.
He was able to take care of everything.
Yes.
There was nothing bigger than our God. There was nothing bigger than our God. And then COVID came along.
Yeah.
And now we run and hide. You can get mad at me if you want to. We're always taking it out on somebody else, aren't we?
Sure.
I'm just telling you the truth, and you know it. My God's bigger than this COVID.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'll still put on a mask when I go to a door and it says we require a mask. You know what I'll do? I'll put on a mask.
Right.
It ain't a big deal.
Right.
Put that little rubber band around your ear, put that around this ear, and then you look like a four-door sedan running down the highway with your doors open. Amen. But we act like wearing a mask is going to kill us. I don't have a problem putting one on. But I still know what the devil's up to. And it bothers me and it bugs me that we cower down to the devil. I'm being honest with you. You know what it's all about? Listen, it's not about making me feel uncomfortable and you feeling comfortable. It's all about that gospel.
Right.
Listen to me. The devil is all about the gospel. Why? He has seen the effects that it has on Christians.
Yes.
And he likes it. You do know who spreads fear, don't you?
Right.
It's the devil.
Yes.
God doesn't spread fear.
Right.
It's the devil. And some of us Christians, some of you folks out there in TV land, you're scared to death of the COVID. Listen to me. Let me tell you about a Jesus that died on the cross some 2,000 years ago. And on the third day, after placing him in a tomb, he arose.
Right.
He came forth.
Right.
I don't mean they went in and got him and brought him out.
Right.
He got up
and
he walked out on his own.
Yes. Right.
Amen. He did that you and I, my friend, that we might have eternal life.
Right. Amen. Right.
That we might live forevermore. Amen.
Right.
He done that, my friend. That we might bear a testimony.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Bear a testimony of God's great salvation.
Yes.
That a dying world can receive Jesus and believe upon Him and be born again. And instead of dying in this world and going to a devil's hell, die in this world, and we will, the flesh will.
Right.
And then move out of here and go to heaven.
Yeah,
right.
Amen.
Right.
But the devil wants us to remember the COVID. Remember the COVID. You may shout and a little bit of your spittle get on somebody else. I've been spit on so many times, my friend. I got saved at 19. I didn't know any better than to go to church all the time. And I was so foolish, I sat on the front. And the preacher's showering me with blessings.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Listen to me. God's got a plan.
Yes.
Just as sure the devil knows what he's doing, God knows what he's doing.
That's right.
And by the way, he's just letting the devil, I'm seeing these all these strings around here, amen? Usually you go to church and there's no strings attached, but this church is different.
That's right.
I'm seeing all these strings and everything, and I'm thinking, you know what? The devil's God's letting the devil have a rope to play with, and he's got it tied around his neck, and he's running and playing with that rope. And one day he's going to reach the end of it. It's going to be the end of him. I don't know about you, but I get thrilled over something like that God gives me. I just get excited. I say, praise God. Amen. Well, we're still talking about this gospel. The Bible calls it the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And then we go there in verse number 4. He says, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. Them that believe not, he's blinded them. Who? The devil. He's blinded them. Lest the light of the glorious gospel. He knows if the light ever comes on in people's lives, that it's going to shine in other people's lives. Amen? And when you see what this gospel does to an individual, when you watch somebody that is ashamed to even lift their head up, they're ashamed of their life, and they try to cover it up by drugs and alcohol. And sex and all kinds of wicked things. They try to cover up their life. It's because they have not the gospel. But you watch somebody like that is lost and on the road to hell, and they realize that one day, and they get saved, and that gospel now is in their life. And what it's doing, my friend, it's shining forth so that everybody they come in contact with, they share that gospel. And you know what? That light, it becomes part of their life. And when they exercise their right... We're all about rights, amen. And when they exercise their right, my friend, and they see what that gospel has done for them, my friend, they shine it. Someone else now they become partakers of the same gospel. The light. And the light just keeps shining. And the light just keeps getting brighter and brighter. You say, Brother Danny, not in this day and time. I got news for you. We're living in the last days. If we'll take our Bible and read it and believe it, just like it says, my friend, we'll get so excited about this thing. We'll be a shining. We'll, as a matter of fact, we'll get so bright that folks will say, whoa, I can't take you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
That's what's wrong with the world. They can't take us
that
are shining for Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
They can't handle that. Why? They don't know what to do with that light. And so they choose to not believe.
That's right.
And so that light, you know what that light does? If I can do it, that light.
Yeah.
And some of us, we're running around like this right here. Don't you see the light? I joined the church when I was 19 years old. Don't you see the light? I got baptized just a few weeks after I got saved. You see that light? I've been working for the Lord. I mean, I surrendered. I volunteered to preach. I've been preaching now for 50 years. See that light? Huh? See that light? You act like you don't even see the light. Oh, it's not on. That's the problem with some of us. We're running around with a light that ain't shining. And we're wondering why we can't help folks. We'll cuss tomorrow and tell them dirty jokes, and then revival comes along. We go to them and we want to tell them, hey, you need to go to my church. What they ought to say is, won't you go to my bar, or you'll fit in down there.
Right. That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
This is a consistent thing.
Yes.
The gospel is something that was started. Let me tell you, the gospel is something that was started before man was ever started.
That's right. Amen. Yes.
You say, do you have an exact date? I surely do. I'd be a fool not to. It happened just when God said so.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. I've studied.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. I've studied. I know that's a fact.
Yeah.
I didn't get that out of the Greek or the Hebrew.
That's right.
That's English.
That's right.
I speak very... Some folks say they speak it fluently. I speak it foolishly a lot of times. Amen. But praise God. We're talking about the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The lost can't see it. The Bible says we gotta hasten on. In verse number, where are we at? My goodness, verse number five. In verse number five, he says there, "For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus, the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake." Now look what he's saying. He says we don't preach ourselves.
Right. Yeah.
You know what we have done today? We have gotten to a place, my friend, where us preachers, we preach us and not Jesus. We don't preach the gospel anymore. We preach the Danny Long. We expect you to go out. Last thing we want you to do is be honest, okay? Because we want you to go out and say you enjoyed that message.
That's right.
Brother, man, that's good preaching. Liar, liar, pants on fire, amen. But that's what we want. You look at these, all these big time preachers. I'm serious. Look, watch them. They preach a gospel that, my friend, that soothes people.
Yeah.
That makes people feel ooey and gooey. Not real good, ooey and gooey.
Right.
Real good would mean, my friend, under conviction,
right,
trusting the Lord as your Savior. Amen.
Yeah.
That's real good preaching.
Yeah.
But this ooey gooey stuff, all it does is love folks to sleep. You know what it does? Hides the gospel.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And we're preaching ourselves. We're preaching. We want you to go out and brag on us. We want you to. I've never saved a soul.
Yeah.
I've been preaching. As a matter of fact, it'll soon be in May of this year. I'll be preaching 51 years. And out of those 51 years of ministry, I have never saved one soul.
That's right.
Well, I couldn't even save myself.
Yes. Right.
And if I can't save myself, I sure can't save anybody else.
Right.
Amen. I mean, I'd go through the extremes to save myself.
Sure.
Except for the gospel.
Yes.
Because the gospel shined around about me, let me know it wasn't me. But it was Him.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
And so what we preach is we preach Jesus. And all we are, the Scripture says there, verse 5, we're servants.
Yes.
I'm just, you know what I am? Don't lift up the preacher. I'm sorry. Love you, Pastor. Right. Don't get me wrong now. But don't lift us up.
Right.
We're just sinners saved by grace.
Yes.
We've become servants. I like the way that the title is given to us in the book of Acts, chapter number 16. When Paul and Silas are just before they're being put into jail, remember the woman that was possessed with a gift of soothsaying, in other words, fortune telling? And she said, "Thou art the servants of the Most High God." Boy, to be His servant. I looked at my Old Testament and I find where Solomon had those workers, those men that served him, his guards, his servants, house servants and personal servants and all of his servants. And the Queen of Sheba came and she began to look around and she said, "These thy men are happy."
Yes.
What was it? They were happy to be servants of King Solomon.
Right.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
A man.
Yes.
That, my friend, he was just human like everybody else. At some time or another, you could have walked by him and your foot kind of kicked out and hit him, and he would have said, "Take him and cut his head off.
Right.
You have no right touching the king."
Yeah.
He would have done it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a man. Full of mistakes, flaws, if you will. But we serve a king. We serve a king that has no faults at all.
Amen.
You do something that would be offensive to other kings, and our king would say, "Father, forgive them,
amen,
for they know not what they do."
Yes, sir.
That's
right. Glory!
Hallelujah!
Yeah.
Boy, isn't that something? Why? Because of this gospel we're talking about, my friend.
Yes.
It's all about Jesus. It's not about us. Verse number 6 says, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." We've already been talking about that light, but all the way through the Bible tells us about that light. Let me quickly, I know I'm taking some time. That, isn't this the reason we come?
Sure. Yes, sir.
Amen? Good. Then I don't feel guilty.
Amen.
Amen. Look with me. You don't have to, but look in John chapter 1 and verse number 1. Well, let's go with, because of time, let's go down to verse number 5. "And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." What? The light. What is the light? The glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Verse number 6. "There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not," John is talking about, "was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on the name, on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." It talks about this light. Boy, there's so much scriptures in the Bible concerning this light.
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, 1 John talks about the light. In him, it says, in him is no darkness at all.
Right.
Amen. He's that light. And God shines that light according to the scripture. He shines that light in everybody's life. You say, well, why isn't everybody saved? Because the God of this world. Because the devil, listen to me, he gets people so busy, they don't have time for the gospel. They don't have time for this light thing. I don't understand that. I don't have time to mess with it. Just don't tell me no more about it. I got a guy that I'd like to call him my friend. And he told me a couple of years ago now, I guess when I met him, he said, "I know you think that you've got to tell me about your God and about church and all that," he said, "but I'm all right without it. And we'll get along fine without it." He said, just don't tell me anymore. Now, every time I'm around him, something slips out.
Right.
It'll do that when you don't have it zipped.
Right.
Amen. So I refuse to zip it.
Right.
Amen. But listen. People don't, the devil is keeping folks blinded. This light that shines in the darkness, my friend, they want to stomp it out. They want to turn it off. You can come here, but we don't want you talking about this Jesus stuff. What are they doing? They're trying to find the switch to turn him off. But you know what? He keeps on shining. You find him over in the book of Revelation, last chapter of the book of Revelation, actually the next to the last chapter. You'll find him as the light of that city.
Right.
And my friend, listen, there's no need of the sun, the S-U-N, nor the moon, not even the stars.
Right.
Amen? There's nobody will have a flashlight up
right.
there. You know why? Because there'll be no darkness there.
That's right.
There won't even be a shadow.
That's right. Amen.
There'll not, if you're scared of your shadow, you surely ought to want to go to heaven. Because
right.
there won't even be any shadows in heaven.
Yes.
Oh no, in him is no darkness at all. All. That's what the scripture says in the book of Revelation.
Right. Amen.
No darkness. He is the light.
Right.
My friend, he's going to shine and shine and shine, and there'll be no one there to try to hide it. There'll be no one there to blow it out. Amen. Why? Because it's going to be a perfect place with perfect people.
Yes.
You're looking at one would not fit today in heaven.
That's right.
But because of the transformation, I will.
Right.
I will. I'll fit right in.
Amen.
But this gospel of Jesus, you know what you need in this day and time? You don't need a vaccine.
Right.
Oh, no, wait, let me back up. I apologize. That's not going to solve all your problems.
Right.
And you can take two doses like they're recommending.
That's right.
Today. Tomorrow could be three. I don't know. Or they may say, after so many reactions to this, don't touch that stuff.
Right.
You say, they wouldn't do that. Well, boy, I hear still many stinky commercials now. Mesothelioma, yeah. Something all that. Took stuff that was supposed to help them, wasn't going to hurt them.
Right.
Now there's a big lawsuit. Don't tell them. If we just use our brain just a little bit,
yeah.
It sure help us a whole lot.
Right.
The vaccine's not what you're really needing. Because
right.
You can get the vaccine and still die and go to hell.
That's right.
Amen.
But
if you'll accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, you'll never have to worry with that. We're supposed to say, according to the book of Revelation, even so, come, Lord Jesus.
That's right.
God says, I've been trying to get there in your life for a long time.
That's right.
And you wouldn't let me. Why not this morning trust Him as your Savior? Why not this morning let that, I'm not going to take the time to turn it on. It takes me too long. This is one of them smartphones. I don't know why they call them smart. I'm the one that has to plug it up or the battery runs down. Now tell me which is the smarter. Amen. You need to let the light come on in your life. You need to stop and take the time to let that light shine in your life. And it will reveal to you what you need. Jesus Christ. Amen. The woman at the well, she looked and she saw not a pot of water, but a spring of living water.
That's right. Amen.
A woman with an issue of blood did not see a way out, but she saw a healer.
That's right.
The physician.
Yes.
Hey, those disciples in that storm, when they looked beyond the storm, they saw the master of the wind.
Yes. Right.
Wow!
Amen.
I don't know if you're supposed to do that on YouTube.
Amen.
But glory to God.
Yes.
I'm telling you, folks, when folks have really zeroed in on that light,
yes,
they have found the darling Son of God.
Right. Right.
Who will save us from our sins. Yes. Will you focus on Him today?
Amen.
Quit listening to the fear factors. And listen to the God that loves you this morning and created you. Pastor was talking about that evolution junk. Amen. You, what you need is the God that created us.
That's right.
In His image.
Right.
He's looking for us and calling us to come to Him. Would you do that this morning? Let's all stand today. Everyone standing, every head bowed, and every eye closed. Oh God. I think of that old maniac, Lord, in Your Word. God, there he needed a psychiatrist. He needed someone, Lord, that would study his case. But Lord, I see where he looked beyond all that and found a deliverer. Someone that would deliver him from his life of torment, from a life of sin. And God, You became his deliverer. Thank You, Lord. You're so good to us. I thank You, Lord, for an old boy that was 19 years of age that didn't even know that I needed anything. Didn't even realize that I was going to die and go to hell. I'm glad, Lord, that Father